tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
I feel like we're... Oh, what would our taglines be? That's what I want to know.
Have you ever thought about your taglines?
I thought about it before. I don't remember what I thought it would be.
I feel like I don't have a thing. Like, I need a thing.
We need to come up with them next week when Fern's here. And all of us, four of us, come up with our taglines.
Is Fern here next... Oh, Fern. Yeah. I thought you meant...
Fern. Right. Yeah. All four of us come up with our taglines. Next week. Our taglines. My Wisconsin accent coming
up. I love it. Hi, guys. I am back. I missed you guys so much. Ashley Daniels here for another recap of The Real Housewives of New York City with my beautiful, gorgeous, smart, amazing, fabulous co-host. Who do we have here?
Hey, guys. I'm Lindsay Wagner. You guys can find me on Twitter at Lindsay Wagner.
And you guys can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Megan Stecker.
Nice. I feel like you guys would have, you'd be like, if you were a housewife, Megan, you'd probably be the, you'd be like really like sweet and like the Kristen, you know, like just like a, you'd be like Kristen.
Thank you.
Not causing any drama, really pretty, love like Kristen. Everybody stares when you walk. I feel like Lindsay and I might be a little more of the troublemakers.
Well, probably.
We probably would.
I feel like I'd be like Luann, where I'm Switzerland.
Yeah.
But every once in a while, you got to make sure that everyone's like, you know, she's like, you're wearing royal blue. You need to make sure of it. You're not saying that in my suite. Like, I would lay the law sometimes.
Yeah, okay. I feel like I'd probably be more of, I feel like I'm more of a Dorinda, but at the same time, I am really outspoken, so I have a lot of Ramona in me.
You're definitely not Ramona outspoken.
Not Ramona.
No. Not outspoken like Ramona.
I don't think you'd call anyone dumb to their face.
No. That's true. I guess I'd be more
like, I like Dorinda. More tact.
Well, thank you very much. Thank you. But what an episode tonight. We had said during the beginning that there wasn't much going on with this episode, which I think, Megan, you had said you kind of like that sometimes, which I do too, because you kind of get more of a... Why did you say that? Because for me, I like it sometimes because I get a chance to see them just interact, like we saw with Carol a couple weeks ago with Bethany at the, you know, at the furniture store. Just those moments.
Yeah.
What about you?
It's been so much action that it was nice to slow down for the week. I think we still saw plenty of things being talked about. Mm-hmm. It just maybe weren't as many arguments. So it was nice to see them talking about everything versus having constant action.
Okay.
I think for me.
I agree with that. Because I think they were just basically rehashing all the situations that were happening, especially with Ramona bringing it up to Bethany how many times and whatnot, and working through it with pretty much every single person, that it was just a lot of, like, clearing the air. Even though I feel like the air never really got cleared, because the person that the issue was with, Kristen, came to a big, huge volcano at the end.
Right. I agree. I feel like it was one of those situations that there's going to be no resolution. It's just like with Heather and Bethany. They're never going to be okay. They'll act like it's going to be okay, but they'll always have tension. Just for some reason, this is just, they're not meshing well. But it's interesting that Carol, because I find it difficult for me, at least, if I were in Carol's shoes. Just because I would want my friends to know that I'm being loyal to them, but... So I don't know if I would take a dinner with Bethany, or which we'll get into. But it's interesting that, A, Kristen and Heather are adult enough and mature enough to say, okay, Carol's her own person. She's going to stick up for us when necessary, but she's going to go out and be with Bethany. That's okay with us. And that Carol is okay with that and doesn't think that it's going to upset them. It's just interesting. How would you guys play it out if you were Carol? Would you let Bethany in, or would you feel like you need to protect your friends more?
Ooh, I don't know.
I feel like
I'm on the fence.
Being from the Midwest, I feel like I'm very accepting and warm to new people coming in. I try and say that, although I know that when I've worked at places, sometimes you get very protective of the people you are working with and that you're friends with. So you're always maybe a little bit leery of new people coming in. But I
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
I think it's always good to be friendly, and you have to make your own opinions about somebody. You can't just go based off your friends, because they have different things in their lives that affect them, why they may not like that person or why they may not like the way that that person reacts to things, and Bethany can come off very harsh. So if somebody's dealing with parents that were really harsh, then that person may not be like, I don't want to be around that person because I dealt with that in my life. So everyone's going to be different. So I think it's good to be open to it, form your own opinion, and go from there.
Yes.
Still be protective of your friends and care about what your friends want, but maybe, you know, go in easy and gently.
Yeah.
It's a great way to do it. Yeah. It's I think I have tough. Like a duplicitous kind of personality where like I just want to get along with the person I'm speaking with at the moment. So like I might defend a friend, but I'd want them to not be offended by me doing that. So I'd be like, but you're right too. Right. I don't know. Kind of a thing. It would be hard for me.
Yeah. For me, I think I wouldn't go as far as making new friends with somebody that my best friends are enemies with. Or that my best friends have tension with. I wouldn't say they're enemies, but there's a lot of tension going on. I would still be civil to the person, but I don't think I would take a dinner with that person or let them know I had a sex dream about them or any of that. It's just, for me, I'm a little bit more loyal in that sense. I just take it too serious, so I don't think I would do that.
Do you think the ladies that are friends, that are good friends with Carol, maybe understand that that's the way Carol is, though, and she's very open, and because
Absolutely.
She's got that journalistic nature and that, like, writer nature where she's just curious.
Absolutely.
So she wants to get to know people, so maybe they're a little bit more accepting of her going out and being friends with everyone because that's just in her nature, where maybe Ramona's not like that, so if she was doing that, then you would be upset about it.
Exactly. That in this case, that's why I revert back to saying that they are very mature and they know that like they're not they don't think of petty little things like that. Heather is confident enough in her friendship with Carol, and Kristen's confident enough in her friendship with Carol, so they don't assume that this is like going against me. But still, I would not do it if I were Carol. I just think it's crossing some string, yeah. You know, you might hit it's a dangerous path. But we see the beginning. We all got hungry. I'm sure you all did too, watching. Georgetown Cupcakes. Anybody who has been lucky enough to have Georgetown Cupcakes.
That's where they were?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, that place is fantastic.
I have one next to my house. It's deadly.
Oh, it's so good.
I'm there all the time.
Oh my god, those cupcakes are amazing.
They have amazing cupcakes. Oh, we should next time maybe we'll bring some
in. If anyone wants to get me cupcakes for my birthday on Friday.
Oh yeah.
You can get me cupcakes. They're my favorite thing in the world.
Georgetown Cupcakes I like a lot, especially because they're not as sweet as Sprinkles, although I love Sprinkles, but these are a little more light. Have you had them yet, Megan?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I did.
Oh, and you met the owners, right?
Yes. So I was having like a training class at QVC back when I lived on the East Coast, and the two girls from the show All About Georgetown Cupcakes were, you know, the owners were there in the class with me, as well as Lisa Vanderpump.
I mean, that's a cool class. That amazing. Should be a reality show.
And yes. We were supposed to like bring our own lunch because it was a full day class. And of course, Lisa Vanderpump was like, what? I didn't get the memo. I don't have anything with me. Are you serious? From Georgetown Cupcakes. Kind of just passed out these boxes full of cupcakes to everyone as like, you know, lunch.
Best lunch delicious. Ever.
They have amazing, they have so many. Let's not even get into that. Okay. So anyway, they're there. It's cute. Bethany says she chose this place because she goes here with the adults and the kids for in Bryn's class. Great little idea. Mm-hmm. And they're not too skilled at the whole cupcake decorating, which I am not either. Anybody who's ever seen me try to decorate dessert knows I cannot do that either. So I totally fell for them. But they did their best, and they were having fun. Not too much to recap in that, except for
Ramona bringing wine glasses with her.
Yeah. I mean, I think it was fine, in that she probably wanted to make it more of an adult girls' night. Like you're having cupcakes. It was clearly dark out. We saw the window was dark, but the glasses.
They couldn't have glasses there for you.
Plastic, but
is that like her move on? Like, oh, I know Bethany's going to bring her wine, so let me bring my
Bethany
wine.
Bethany brought more than that. You know what I mean? Bethany brought more than that. She brought. You could see snacks in the back and everything. And
I mean, she even brought the cups with the logo on.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Bethany brought them to the pedicures too.
That's true. So
good for her. I got it flaunted. Yes.
If we're going to make fun of Ramona bringing wine glasses, then we kind of have to go.
Interesting you say that, because Bethany was the one to say it, but Bethany brought all of her stuff. But Bethany didn't bring glasses, and like she brought, you know, look like the plastic stuff.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, but yeah, they both bring their stuff, and they both.
I'm not hating. No. I bring wine in my purse too.
I know. And everybody now has a. It's amazing that Bethany. I just still thinking about Bethany started this. It's everybody. Even if you guys watch Real Housewives of Orange County, now even Heather has her own line of crystal. What's it called? Like some type of. Oh, it's called Colette after her daughter.
Oh, yeah.
The wine
Heather,
or whatever
yeah.
it is. Everybody has it now, yeah. or they have a clothing line now. So. Bethany's the beginning. She's going to bring that stuff everywhere she goes. I don't blame her.
I don't either. She's got, what, 14? Is that what she said last week? 14 or 18 different partnerships?
It's
so
insane.
It's not just skinny girl vodka anymore.
No,
you know,
it's everything.
I have 14 different
major
lifestyle
brands.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it's amazing. She's such a genius.
Congrats.
And then we see Luann and Kristen shoe shopping, and I really respected I really respect Luann so much this season, because she's I don't see her doing anything to cause drama. I just see her trying to be fair and give it like it is, tell it like it is. And she told Kristen right out, she said, let Bethany come to you. And if anybody read Bethany's blog last week, she mentioned that she feels like she agrees with, I believe it was Dorinda that said to Bethany, you're like a squirrel, you will run when someone comes fast at you. And Bethany agreed with that. I believe it was Dorinda that said that to her. But it is true. It's like Kristen and Heather are a little bit, they're a little bit fast with her, trying to build a friendship kind of quickly, whereas they don't know that they've already had these friendships. Luann and Ramona, whether they fight or not, they've known each other for years. So Kristen's really trying, and she obviously feels hurt from last week. Luann just tells her right out, like, just wait. Just hold your horses.
I thought it was interesting. I read one of the comments on YouTube from Georgina A. Thanks for commenting, Georgina. Who said that she thinks that there's a kind of a similarity between Bethany hating Kelly and kind of hating on Kristen, because they're both models, and they're dumb because they're using their looks to make money. That's what she's saying.
Oh.
Which, because Bethany has gone about it and has been very business savvy, is obviously very, very intelligent to get to be as far as she is. And I'm not saying that Kristen or Kelly are dumb, because I don't think either of them are dumb at all. I think they're both very, very smart.
Nobody could read that
women.
That you're saying. That.
But I think it's an interesting perspective to look at and say maybe that's why Bethany has a harder time with Kristen and with Kelly, because they're not coming off the bat having some job like Ramona does with the fashion industry, or like Jill Zarin did or something. They're coming in here as models first, businesswomen later. Mm-hmm. So maybe there's just a little bit of resentment towards that.
Maybe. I don't see it as quite the same, just because Kelly was out front just cruel to her and just belittled her numerous times, and belittled her company, and belittled her being a chef, and belittled her in every which way. So that to me is like Bethany was responding to that by being rude back or by giving it back to her. But in this case, I just think that it's just written all over Bethany's face. She's not really into making new friends.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that's not fair to the people that want to make friends, but I feel like it's making them want to try more. You know that person that you want to be friends with, then they don't want to be friends with you, and you just find yourself looking more and more, like, desperate.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And so I just feel like, in a little bit of a sense, it just comes off that way, just because you just see Bethany, like, walking away and them walking toward her, and she's like, bye. And they're like, hi. And you're like, what? It's just, like, strange. So I get what you're saying. I understand where Georgina could be thinking that could be the case. Do you agree with that, Megan? That she may see like that?
I'm going to say I thought that that's a really great thing to point out. Like, I didn't see that myself, but I don't agree. But I don't know what it is that Bethany has against Kristen and Heather this season. It's weird. It's like she's the, like, old new girl on the block. Mm. And I'm not sure why she's clicking with some people and not others.
Right.
But I did not make that connection. To me, I don't think that's what's going on. But
you're never going to like everybody. A lot of the times the cast, there are certain people that just don't get along and don't want to film together. And that's the way that it is. And I can understand Bethany not liking Heather because Heather has literally come at her so many times. And it's just, take a step back. She's going to like you.
Right.
Kristen, I don't really think she's made that much of an effort with, I feel like she's made an effort, but nothing that's like overly like annoying.
No, I agree with you. If anything, I think Heather has been more, you know, has tried more than Kristen. Mm-hmm. But we'll go into what more about Kristen after, because during the pedicures, we get some more of a perspective on what Bethany's thinking of that situation. But it is nice that Luann just gave it to her straight up and she just said, just stay away a little bit, like give her some time. Because I think Kristen needed to hear that. Otherwise, I think Kristen would have probably wanted to get more answers, which anybody would, because it's hurtful to hear someone talk about your company. So then we go into Carol and Bethany, and the scene that I think will play for years and years as one of the most famous scenes in Housewives history. I believe this goes down with the table, with Teresa with the table. This goes to a lot. This is crazy. I don't think we've heard this yet in Housewives history. Have we heard this yet? A housewife having a sex dream about another housewife.
I'm not sure.
I have not heard this yet. Who has a kind of a sexual, funny dynamic between the two of them? I feel like
Tamara
and Vicky Jinx. Those two. Yes.
And maybe Jacqueline and Teresa years ago.
Yeah. Right. I would. No, definitely. But I would say other than that, I don't know. Interesting. But we hear, and you guys, I don't want to spoil it too much. These are one of those scenes you got to go back and watch. So if you're listening to us and you haven't watched it yet, go back and watch. Carol basically sits down with Bethany. They're going to have a dinner. Carol tells her, I had a sex dream about you. I touched you down there. I did it because I think subconsciously I was thinking I want to loosen you up, which just makes it all better, right? And I want to see you comfortable. And Bethany is flattered, if anything. She's a little beet red, and she likes it. And she responds fabulously. She's like, I just, oh my gosh. Like, and the two of them just bond even more from this. They're just two odd people that are together being more odd, and that, like, they don't like to hug. There's just certain things about them that they're just so quirky and different, but they get along so well. And that was a great scene.
One of the best things about that scene, actually, is the fact that Bethany pointed out that she did not call Kristen dumb. Right. She said she didn't. She said she may not make smart choices. And it was only because there's also a pop nail polish brand out there that's very similar, obviously, then to Pop of Color.
Right.
Right.
So I appreciated hearing Bethany say she did not say that. And
she said it in her blog, too. She didn't say it.
Yes. But speaking of branding and really important brands that matter.
Yes.
I'm going to talk to you guys a little bit about Mazda right now.
Okay.
Does driving matter to you? There's over 4 million miles of road in the U.S. to find out. That's a lot of ground to cover.
Yep.
A lot of highways, freeways, wrong ways, long ways. They're all here waiting to be driven on. So do you take that left turn to Albuquerque or just keep going? Do you wake up early Sunday morning for a drive before the traffic does? Or do you take the long, winding road home for a change? If driving matters to you, just get out and drive. Why? Because driving matters, and Mazda matters. So,
I love Mazdas, actually.
I love Mazdas.
The first Mazda
so
I ever
cute.
Saw, I think it was the movie Heartbreakers? I feel like she was driving a Mazda. It was the first time I ever Googled Mazda, and I wanted for a 16th birthday. Yeah, it was like Jennifer Love Hewitt was driving one.
I can't.
Very
my
sister
sexy.
Drives a Mazda.
They're so
She's
cute.
Sexy, classy,
they're super
sophisticated.
Sexy.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's
like
a great
name.
Car. Yeah.
Anyway.
Mazda.
Anyway. But, yes. And, so it was definitely a situation where she got to clear, speaking of Bethany, she got to really let everybody know out there she didn't say that. I just don't know how Carol, of all people, would get that wrong. Carol, she's a journalist. She's supposed to go and take the news and then repeat it. So for her to get that wrong, it just makes me really on the fence as to who I believe in that situation. Obviously, Bethany's not going to change her mind and say, oh, I did call you stupid. So I'm going to go with that she didn't say it, and Carol maybe got it wrong. Whatever. So in terms of Luann and Kristen, they show up first for Luann's clothing line.
Photo shoot.
We were all cracking up laughing. So the photo shoot, right. And before we get into the photo shoot, the maxi pad photo shoot, whatever Bethany said it was, it was funny. I thought Luann was doing a great job, though. I mean, she was, like, flipping it. She had the fan on her. It was, like, whatever. It was awesome. But before that, I want to know what you guys thought about Kristen's reaction to Bethany walking in. Did you think it was right that she right then and there brought up the trip? For anybody that doesn't know, Bethany can't go on the trip as many days because her daughter's recital and she doesn't get to see her very often. So Kristen saw her and then immediately asked her why.
I don't know. What do you think?
Well, the thing is, I agree later on that women kind of discussed this. I agree that this needed to be discussed with all of them there. Kristen was going into makeup, so it was something. I think it's poor form to attack somebody the second they walk in to a room.
Agreed.
Just think it's just bad. So I just feel like she should have waited. But at the same time, this was a discussion that needed to happen. And they needed to talk about, okay, what days you guys going to be going? Should we switch the trip? Should we plan it for a different weekend? What works? I think she's trying to actually basically be accommodating to Bethany and trying to kind of like mend fences. And I know some of you guys are going to say, no, she wasn't. She did that to dig it in and get in there and whatever. I'm trying to see the best of a situation in this point and say she was just trying to make things easy. She probably was not the right person to bring it up, but as she stated, and as the other women were stating, she had to go into makeup for the photo shoot. And I'm sorry, when you're in a studio and you are booked for a specific amount of time for a photo shoot, you don't have time to mess around.
Right.
So if you have to be in makeup and hair, you get that done so you can get the shoot done. It's on a timed basis. They're paying per hour for that. So I understand that, too, because you don't have hundreds and thousands of dollars to waste.
Okay.
Because things are running behind because, well, you weren't in the makeup chair 30 minutes earlier.
All right, so I get it. Okay, so in terms of... All right, I agree with you on that, on all that. In terms of Bethany's reaction, I think it's just... it's perfectly fine to react like that. Mm-hmm. I did think Kristen was... I think Kristen should have waited. I think Kristen is... What I like about Kristen is that she's very... What you see is what you get. Mm-hmm. So that's going to have positive and negative effects in situations like this because she's not going to fake and be like, hi, Bethany. She's obviously was having a lot of frustration in her and she just said it the wrong way. And maybe she didn't mean it that way, but it did come off that way. Editing, who knows? But I agree. Bethany's already on edge. So just it's best to say very little. Sonia, we go into Sonia. Sonia has a new intern. Surprise! And she's picking out clothes for the trip. And then we go into a dinner. And this is relevant. Sonia's relevant because it comes right before this dinner. And then Sonia's brought up in the dinner. So at the dinner, there's a dinner that Bethany decides she wants to go to Queens because this Italian restaurant reminds her of her father who used to bet on horses. Mm-hmm. And they used to go to these like mob, like mafia, like Goodfellas type of restaurants with authentic Italian food. And I'm just like feeling right at home talking about all this. And she wants to take them there, which is cool. Lindsay and I both laughed. I think, Megan, I think you laughed too, actually. I think we all had a good laugh when Luann mentioned, oh, I've been to Italy, so this is just like,
right, it reminds
me
of that.
Megan was, Megan, you're the one who said it. Yeah, it was me and Megan.
Eating in an Italian-American restaurant is not the same thing as, like, being in Milan. whatever, like, oh my God.
I miss those Countess moments, though.
Hey,
thank
guys,
God we got that one.
Wait till we go to the Grove and we eat at La Piazza. You'll feel just like you're in Italy.
Perfect. Perfect. That was amazing. It was so Luann. This
comments.
Is why we love her. It was just
it's
so
not
funny.
As bad as Sonia though, when Sonia's like, I'm friends with JFK
no.
Jr.
Yeah, that was amazing.
Like, oh, Sonia, I love you, but stop it.
I know. The two of them.
This
I can't
was a little
even.
Bit more
it reminded me a lot of, do you remember when Alex McCord first met Luann at dinner years ago? And it was like they were proving one on top of the other. This is so... anybody who was like a real... Yeah, it was tit for tat. She's like, I speak French. Well, I speak Italian. And then they switch seats. And then Bethany's like laughing because it's Alex McCord sitting with Luann. They're speaking another language. And they're just like, I love this. I love that. And they're all like... It was just, it just had that moment, that feeling to it, that old school Real Housewives moment, and I loved it.
That is one housewife I am very glad we don't have to see. I hate to say that. I hate to be negative, but that is
Simon.
One. Not at all. Don't miss them for 1 second. Sorry, y'all. I just don't.
I loved them. I'm sorry. I thought they brought so much fun to that show. They were just, Simon with those clothes, like, he was just funny. And she, the way they shopped together. And they were interesting. I'm surprised that they're gone, that's for sure. They were so interesting. But anyway, to each his own. So Bethany takes them there, and they are talking about Sonia the night before. So it's interesting that they had a quick, like, tidbit of Sonia with the intern picking out clothes, and then they have this dinner, and they're saying Sonia was trashed the night before, but they didn't obviously film it, or they didn't choose to show it. Maybe we'll get it later. But what did you guys think about them talking about this, A, on camera, B, to each other, and not to Sonia?
Mm-hmm. I thought it really struck me. It was so much talking about her and commenting about her. And I got nervous right away. I was like, oh, this isn't good. They're really worried about her. Ooh, but sidestep.
Yes.
Speaking of comments.
Yes.
We love reading your tweets, getting your comments, talking back to you guys. I know we were talking about that tonight over YouTube and everything, all of the ways that we communicate with you today. But we want you guys to comment for us. We have a Podcast One survey for you. If you just go to podcastone.com, it'll take about 3 minutes. And you guys can tell us what you love, don't love, all about the show. So we want to make the show best we possibly can for you. Go ahead and do the survey for us at podcastone.com. We appreciate it. Love you. Keep the tweets coming. And we can keep commenting.
Thank you, guys. Yeah, please do that. That would be so great. We really would love to, you know, we take all your comments and we really try to, you know, implement them into making this better for you guys and making it better for us. So, because you guys are brilliant and we love you. So, yeah, anyway. So, we have Bethany at the restaurant. They are brilliant. And I was under the impression that Sonia wasn't to the extent of it being that bad that Heather would have to give Al-Anon to an Al-Anon booklet or something to Ramona. And I didn't think Bethany's comment was appropriate because it's a serious conversation for Bethany to say, of course Heather gave it to you, whatever the information was.
Yeah.
I think Bethany, that's just Bethany, and I love her for that. But at the same time, everything's on camera. And, like, if we're all going to try really hard to see the best in Bethany, those moments are just like, well, why? Like, Heather was just trying to help, you know? Like, she really was. Mm-hmm. And I've been to Al-Anon, and whoever else has been to Al-Anon before, it's to help you understand people in your life that have alcohol problems and how to handle those problems. So it's not for you so much. It can be, but it can be, it's to help understand how to help other people with it.
Here's my thought about them talking about it. I don't necessarily always think sometimes they should address the women right away and address them to their faces. When you're dealing with a situation as serious as Sonia potentially being an alcoholic and needing some sort of help or something, them coming together to discuss perhaps an intervention is something they need to discuss even with her not being around. And they did talk about that this is very self-destructive behavior and that she potentially may need an intervention. You're not going to do that with her in the room and say you need an intervention. They're going to come together and go, okay, let's plan this out and then let's go forward and do this. Mm. Didn't they do an intervention last year? Was it with Ramona or was it with Sonia last year, remember? And they blocked, I believe it was Ramona, and they blocked her in. Because Ramona was going, not alcohol-wise, but because she was kind of being mean to everybody, and they blocked her in at the table. I think, wasn't Sonia wearing some sort of jumpsuit thing? Do you remember what I'm talking about?
No.
I'm crazy right now. If you guys know what I'm talking about, comment on YouTube and let me know.
I'm getting a slight, I think you're maybe, if you're talking about how she handles other people or something.
Yeah, but they had like an intervention. They basically staged an intervention for her last year to try and like get her to like chill out and be a little bit nicer to everybody.
I feel like I kind of have an understanding of what you're saying.
But they had all discussed it prior to meeting with Ramona and then did it. So I think they're trying to do kind of the same thing right now.
This is just more difficult in that, like we've seen with Beverly Hills with Kim Richards, it's really not easy to do this and to get, because if one person's not on board, they can go back and tell her that they're talking about her. Sony's going to feel hurt that they're talking about her. She's going to take it very, it's just not, this is like, get the professionals in, don't try to handle this yourself. And it's like, it's the perfect drama for Real Housewives franchise. Mm-hmm. But if she really needs this type of help, talk about it off the air. really discuss it for real. And then if you decide to bring it up afterward, bring up the parts that don't make Sonya look. I mean, this is not fair to Sonya. Like, this is weird. How many times is she going to watch this and be like, I don't want, like, I can't imagine. There's so many moments. And then to see they're all talking about her. They're not saying anything bad. It's just like.
But it's not any worse than her being in Atlantic City and laying down on a stage with her legs in the air.
Yeah, I know. I know.
I mean, she's, therefore, she's doing it to herself, so it's not somebody talking about you.
Yeah, no, but, I know what you're saying.
And I thought they made themselves look bad by saying, oh, but you know what, we have vacation planned, so we're all going to go on vacation and all drink too much, and then we'll just keep an eye on her, see how it goes, you know?
Right.
It was like, oh, you know what, we want to drink too much soon, so we're let's not put that on the back burner. It just, it's probably something that shouldn't have been talked about on camera. Yes.
This is when it becomes that fine line between, can we any longer make jokes about alcohol to each other, or do we stop? Because that happens with every family or any friend that you have that's an alcoholic or anybody. You just start to realize, like, can I still order a drink when she's here? Can I talk about I was buzzed last night if she's here? Like, what's off limits now? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So is this the point of time where that's now being said? Because even like Heather made a joke at Luann's thing. She's like, well, come for 3 days, Bethany. You know, you could get a little tipsy, whatever, and leave. It was like a joke. But like, can we say these jokes anymore? When does it become too much? So I don't know. Mm-hmm. I don't think you should tiptoe around a woman who's, you know, 40 years old or whatever and can handle her issues on her own. You can offer help if they don't want it. Like Ramona said, if they don't want the help, they can't.
No,
they're not going to fix themselves. Mm-hmm. That's what Al-Anon teaches you. So it's scary. It's scary because we see Sonya doing really well now. So obviously this drinking is for something deeper.
And it's also to say, like, well, we can't diagnose her through the TV as an alcoholic just because we've seen her twice drunk. In one season get matter. Drunk. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So I understand that they're worried, and we do see a pattern of her drinking a lot, but that's, you know, is this all for TV, you know?
Mm-hmm. So. Right. I don't know
but
what's going to happen.
We can't
with that.
Diagnose anybody. Let's say
that. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. None of us are judging
her doctors.
By any
but
means.
But I have to know, did any of you ever in your lifetime do what they did when you walk past a guy and the other one watches to see if anybody looked?
Oh, I'm sure. And
that was
the bar
fun.
Because we used to always, we were desperate to try to get guys to buy us drinks in college so we wouldn't have to pay for them at the bar. So I'm sure we did something like that.
It was hilarious.
Me and the girls.
It's true, though. The blondes always get more looks. They're just something about a blonde.
I disagree.
You know what? You have to flip your hair. Let me tell you something. I've always had really, really long hair until, like, now. Mm-hmm. And my girlfriends would always be like, ugh, it's the long hair, Megan. The guys are always like, oh, hi, because you have long hair. And I would just always, like, flip. I'm telling you.
Well, Ramona has kind of short hair. She got two stares. And Dorinda has short hair. She got two stares. And I guarantee you Kristen would get 100 stares if she walked through. And she's got short hair.
And she's so tall and gorgeous.
But I see what you're saying. About
time and place too. In a college bar, very different. They're not obviously like they're in Queens, where the age of the people in there are the medium age.
And what are those guys looking for? Like maybe Luann is their cup of tea, and Bethany is not.
Maybe, maybe not. I don't know. But it was fun to watch.
It was adorable.
Really fun. And then we have pedicures with Ramona and Bethany, blinged out pedicures.
And Ramona's in there with an agenda.
She really is. Tell me what you guys thought of that entire conversation. First of all, I love seeing Ramona and Bethany get along because it doesn't last very long. They always have the little argument, but they're like sisters and they always get along again. I love seeing them bond, even if Ramona, as she said, was a little bit like Suzanne Summers talking about her bum and, like, you know, always doing her squats and everything.
I liked that moment because it's so true.
It's like, so true.
She's just like 1985, like Jane Fonda in here.
Yeah, Jane Fonda. She was like, she always does that, though. Every trip they go away when she's on in her bikini, she's like, look at my butt, look at my butt, and look at my arms, and look at my arms. And it's just, it's, Bethany totally calls it out when it's theirs. It was hilarious.
I've been working out.
We need to get her a shake weight. I feel like she would totally use one of those.
Oh, my gosh.
She would.
She'd be the poster child for
it. She would. But what did you guys think of the conversation that they had regarding Kristen? Because Bethany apparently didn't tell her until this very moment what had happened with Kristen.
Wow. I mean, who brought it up first? Was it Ramona brought up the whole Kristen
Bethany
thing?
Bethany brought up the Kristen thing. I think Ramona originally said... But, yeah, they were talking about going away, and then Ramona... Yeah, Bethany said, I have to tell you something about... She must have mentioned Kristen first, and then Bethany said, well, I have to tell you something else about Kristen.
Did they bring up Kristen talking at the photo shoot first? Is that what Ramona said?
Like, no, that's what Bethany brought up. No. Yes, that's what
so
they must
Ramona
talk about first.
Ramona brought that up right away.
I believe so.
And then Bethany's like, you know, I got to tell you, the other night, the AOA...
This is the first time she brought up the AOA thing, and... the way that she put this together, I wanted to almost rewind it because I couldn't understand. It was amazing the way she said this. It was, I don't think it's accurate, but I understand. But it just shows you how Bethany's so, how brilliant she is, the way she reads people. Because she was like, I don't know the way, I don't know if the wheels are turning or not, but you can, she's like, I don't know if she's smart or not, but you could see the wheels turning. And there are all those people that you can see exactly what they're thinking. That doesn't mean they're dumb. It just means they wear their emotions on their face. Sometimes you'll get blindsided by someone who looks miserable, and then they're like, hi! And you're like, what?
Well, and they were saying she had resting sourpuss.
Yes.
Which reminds me of resting witch face, yes, we'll see say. Face.
Yes.
Yeah. You know, and there's, I mean, you do see it. There are certain people that when they're just sitting around or standing around, and you usually notice it in a restaurant because there's waitresses around, that people are standing there and they don't look happy to be there. And some people have resting nice face and they're constantly smiling and stuff. And they're saying basically that Kristen has the resting sourpuss face.
Right. Here's the thing. I feel like Bethany was trying to say that she is dumb. Because she's like, I don't want to say that she's not smart. I don't know. I'm so sick of this like pretty dumb thing with Kristen. I think that's like it's like being like, oh, you're dumb because you're pretty. Like I'm really sick of it. She's not. We've met her.
Yes, she's not. Right. No, she's not at all. I see what you're saying.
I feel like Bethany's really picking on her in this episode.
But she also then says she has no issue with her.
But she does. And it's clear that she doesn't think she's the smartest person there. We know that. I think that no matter what Bethany says in this case, it's like we know what she's thinking about Kristen, and whatever the reason is, that's what it is. Maybe whether she thinks she's dumb or she just doesn't really want to be around her. She just doesn't need to be around her. Mm-hmm. When you're at that point where you don't need the show, you don't need the money, you don't need any of it, you're like, I'm just picking and choosing. Mm-hmm. She wants people that are going to stimulate her, you know, just in a different way. They're going to make her laugh. They're going to just make her feel like she's outside of this whole situation that she's dealing with. But it seems like the people that are more, you know, empathetic to her, they're kind of the ones she's shunning away because they're kind of reminding her, like she says, they're giving her too much attention. Although Ramona's doing the same thing, but Ramona's not really doing it because Ramona's being empathetic, but she's not bringing it up every 2 seconds. But Ramona's being a really good friend to her right now. Mm-hmm. I don't know. It's really difficult. I don't understand how Bethany picks people. I don't get it. I'm trying to figure it. It's like science. I don't know.
Yeah. Or maybe we don't get to see the whole picture, so we can't figure it out.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know.
Yeah. At the end of the day, I feel like if Bethany was with any of those girls, she's not going to be rude to any of them. But it's just we're just getting glimpses of how those moments that we see.
And here's the thing. It's like Bethany's definitely struggling with getting older now. Mm-hmm. And it's like Kristen's still gorgeous and a bit younger and has the two young children and is still married. Like maybe in the deep recesses of her mind, it's like a jealousy thing. Mm-hmm. Or like, I don't want to hear her stories of how, you know, her kid's doing at kindergarten because I'm dealing with my own stuff, kind of, you know, like maybe it's that. Maybe it's just like Kristen's happy. She doesn't do any digs on people. I don't feel like being around her because that's my thing. I don't know.
I agree with you. I just don't get how you can say over and over again you don't want any attention on you, but you're on the show. And exactly. I don't mean that in a disrespectful way. I'm just trying to figure out why you're on the show. You don't need it, and you don't want attention on you.
Right. I don't know. She was a little bit better. Things were going a little bit better when she agreed to do the show. And all of a sudden, when they were filming, things started going poorly, maybe, as far as everything in court. And that's
maybe
why that's what's always coming out of her mouth. I don't know.
She seems like she, you know, she's like, I don't want to do this anymore. And she looked right into the camera at one point when they were at Luann's dress photo shoot.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't want to do this anymore. I just think that they kept asking her, you know, there's a certain amount of shows you have to, certain amount of trips you have to go on every season. We know from Alexis, like, she didn't want to go on them anymore. Remember at that point, like, some of them she didn't want to go on? You can opt out of it. But I think in Bethany's case, she probably said ahead of time, I'll come back, but I'm not doing this, this, and this. Mm-hmm. But then she's still getting the pressure from the girls.
Sure.
So, and then we have the launch of Luann's clothing line, the Countess Collection, which we did look up online. Price point's pretty fair. Starts in the 20s, $25, $26.
Whoa, yeah. Wow. Fantastic.
Yep.
Very affordable.
And she's very proud of it. She said she's wanted to do this for a long time. And we have, I know you were very excited, Lindsay, especially Carson.
Carson Kressley. So excited to see one of the Fab Five.
He also has a line.
And he also has a line. And I'm also really excited to see Noelle and Victoria. They're her kids, too. I was really excited to see them there supporting her. As Luann says, she's always supporting them. So it's nice for them to do the same thing for mom. Mm-hmm.
And we were all saying, she's so beautiful. Victoria's so pretty. I think when she was younger, we just knew she'd be pretty.
She could just really, totally really be pretty.
Totally. Be a bottle, absolutely. And we see this is the moment that I think Ramona kind of contradicts what she's upset about, because she's yelling at Kristen for doing exactly what she's doing. And she goes up to Kristen and she's just, you know, she just tells her right out, what you did was wrong. You shouldn't have blindsided Bethany, blah, blah, blah. And she's doing the same thing. And I understand Ramona's intentions were good. Ramona just doesn't know how to deliver things correctly. It's like that time that Alex went up to Jill and said, Bethany doesn't want to be your friend anymore. I think that's what it was.
Okay.
Remember Alex went up to Jill and said something like that, and then Jill was like, what? And then she was like, she does, and however she said it, she was like, the delivery was wrong, but you were the messenger, but the delivery was wrong, and it just caused this huge thing. Kind of similar, in a sense. And Ramona got mad at Alex for doing it that time, too, so it was interesting.
Well, it is interesting, because I love that Heather called Ramona and said, you're doing the exact same thing you're yelling at her for.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Like, you're coming in here attacking her, guns blazing, telling her, and I agreed with Heather. I thought the way Ramona did that was just, you've barely walked into the room.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And taken your coat off, and you're already yelling at someone, and then it seemed like she was kind of being high and mighty. And I give props then to Luann for calling her out and saying, you're wearing your royal blue. That doesn't mean that you get to, like, tell people what they can and can't do. You're in my suite, which was also kind of petty. You're in my suite. Oh my gosh, if you're in someone's house, then you can't talk to them. I mean, that was kind of stupid. Not stupid, not dumb. It was just not right of her to say either. Don't want to be saying anyone's dumb or stupid.
No, of course.
But not right. You know, she just coming in there was, I just thought that it was mean. And props to Kristen for saying, I'm going to keep this glass in my hand.
Yeah, and for anybody who didn't pick up on that, it was, as we all figured out, last season, obviously, Ramona throws the glass in the water at Kristen. Kristen gets that cut in her lip. Later on, Ramona gets her hair blow dried, then the tables are turned, and then the glass is thrown again. And we've seen glasses thrown everywhere. I mean, every Housewives franchise has done it. And Kristen walked up and got herself out of the situation. She was very classy.
Mm-hmm.
I actually disagree with the Luann statement. I think Luann should have said that. I don't think she should have said my sweet, but I think that she's trying to protect her guests because it
absolutely.
Is her whole, whatever it is.
Absolutely.
You wouldn't want someone to do that, your birthday. You know what I mean? Like, whatever it is.
Of course.
But I get, of course, it was the Luann way of saying it. Like, my sweet, whatever. It's okay, fine. It's your sweet. But still, it's not right, even no matter what it is. Heather, I like that she didn't say too much. She could have stepped in 100%. I like that she didn't. She let Kristen fight her battle. Mm-hmm. And Kristen, you could tell, is really not a fighter.
No.
If that was Bethany would have 100 words to throw back and everything. I feel like Kristen, she's such a sweet... You know, Bethany's a little bit stronger. Bethany's been, she's just a fighter a little bit more. She knows how to handle things. And I felt like Kristen took herself out of the situation in a different way. Everybody has a different way of handling these types of situations. Kristen did a good thing. I feel like she could have said a little more, but I don't think she... She was so blindsided.
Mm-hmm. I mean, Ramona came in there and was making fun of the dress. So it's really fuzzy. I'm sick. I'm going to be sick if I, like...
I think Ramona came in there with an agenda. She came in expressly for the purpose to pick on Kristen and cause a fight for the cameras. They really do. Because it was ridiculous. She was there for all of 2 seconds, and all she did was march up and say, like, I don't like your outfit, and I don't like what you said the other day, and Bethany this and Bethany that, and I'm defending her, and she's my friend. And it's like, I felt like she was only doing it because she's getting a lot of camera time with Bethany.
Yeah. What's up with the Ramona blue, by the way? Why does she think blue is... It's Ramona blue.
She can't claim a color.
She wore it again tonight, and she's like, royal blue, but...
She thinks it's her color.
Why does she think it's her color? I don't even remember her wearing it that much.
I guess because people compliment her when she wears it.
Oh, she looks good in it. Yeah, all right.
Royal blue looks pretty much good on, I think. I think royal blue can look great on anyone. It's something that a redhead can wear and flip and rock out. It's something that a brunette or a blonde. It's a great color. Yeah.
You can't claim a color.
If we're going to claim colors, I'm claiming color, too. So, I'm just saying. I don't think we're allowed to, though. So I'll just keep the rainbow to everybody. It's for everybody.
We'll share.
We'll share the rainbow. Skittle stays the rainbow. Okay. So anything else? Any last words, ladies? Any last words about this episode?
I'm furious with Ramona. That's my only last word.
Predictions. Let's do it.
And now, you're after Buzz TV.
Another trip. Turtle time.
I think we're all a little frustrated with Ramona right now, and I'm excited to see Bethany next week say, what are you, Lord of the Manor?
Didn't that happen last time too, right? Not with Bethany, but wasn't it, didn't Ramona,
Aviva?
Yeah, but Ramona,
it was Aviva,
Ramona, and Sonia. Ramona thought she was like running the whole house, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Take a Xanax. Calm down.
I'm excited to see part two of this fight because it looks like Bethany and Kristen actually get to speak about what just went down in the suite. It looks like Bethany's going to tell Kristen what she kind of said behind her back. Like, it looks like the wheels are turning. You're making a sourpuss face at me. We'll see. I don't know. Maybe those two can come to some kind of amicable situation.
I mean, who really can't see the wheels turning? You have to be really monotone and just very, very straightforward.
Like,
just
very Botox.
Yes.
To look like you have no expression.
Like, I know what everybody's thinking before I see them. You just either approach that person or you don't. You just know. So in that sense, I don't know why you had to even mention that about her, but whatever.
Oh, and Bethany screaming in Sonia's face.
Yes.
Oh my God, this is going to be so major.
Bethany heavy episode.
Bethany screaming at Sonia's face. But I don't think it's going to end up the way that they're making it look in the edit.
Yeah, I think it's it's going to be more chill than that. She's going to say that, but it's going to come down to, I love you.
Exactly. We're going to be like, come on. Like, another fight. Because I know they're getting along well, because you can just tell on their blog. I
mean, you guys don't think it's going to be like, go to bed.
No.
I was... love another trip.
We'll never get that scary island again, unfortunately. We'll always hope, but it will never happen. Classic. We'll just have to live through first season, second season, whatever season it was. Anyway, I have no more predictions other than it's Turks and Caicos next week. Who's going to have the smallest bikini? Woo! That is the question.
That's a great question.
Guys. Don't be uncool.
Be cool.
Who's going to have the coolest, smallest bikini? I say Ramona.
Ramona's gonna, going to, for sure. On. Although I hope Carol has it, because Carol's a little bad.
Who's going to have the floss type of thong? Carol or Ramona? Ramona's really small, though.
Bethany goes skinny mini.
Not like Ramona,
I don't think she will do. I think she'll be more reserved.
Dorinda might surprise us all and have the tiniest one of all.
I'm betting Carol.
Who's
going to
have
a
one piece?
Luann.
Okay. All right. All right. Let us know on YouTube in the comments section who's going to have the smallest bikini next week, who's going to wear one piece. We want to know. And we will see you next week. And where can we find you all online?
Hey, guys. Megan here on Twitter and Instagram at Megan Stecker.
And you guys can find me on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Lindsay Wegner. That's LYNDSEYWEGNER. It's my birthday Friday, so follow me. Ooh. That'd be a great birthday present. Thanks, guys.
Aw, that's so cool. And you can find me on Twitter at Ashley Daniels and Instagram at Miss Ashley Daniels. And we will see you next week for another episode of The Real Housewives of New York.
Yay.
Bye.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.